twin cooling towers loom over the forest near Elma, Washington. Most drivers passing by probably don't think to themselves, when can I move in? But that was exactly the thought audio engineer Ron Sorrow had.
This is a great place. When can we start?
Sorrow and his wife Bonnie run a small acoustic testing business. They were looking for a place with splendid isolation to open a state-of-the-art acoustic testing lab.
When we normally build these kind of laboratories, we usually build them underground or in the side of a mountain in order to be able to stabilize their environment.
Sorrow says the Satsop nuclear project site is a much cheaper alternative. The reactor building he's in was almost finished when construction stopped in the early 1980s. The utility consortium backing the project discovered it had overestimated future electricity demand. Also, public opinion turned against nuclear energy after a 1979 accident at the Three Mile Island power plant in Pennsylvania. The mothballing of the Satsop nuclear project was such a debacle, the region's electric ratepayers are still paying for it. But it's a perfect setup for Sorrow. 3 meters worth of concrete walls stand between his lab and the outside. That was originally meant to contain nuclear radiation, though no reactor fuel was ever brought to the uncompleted power plant.
This means that our sound, when we get finished, the room we're going to go into shortly, right now is the quietest room in the world.
The quiet doesn't last.
Bonnie, pink noise.
Sorrow says he's turned down the volume for our visit. Normally, he blasts audio tones at ear-splitting levels to test the sound-blocking properties of various construction materials, doors, windows, wall insulation. The lab also produces ratings for loudspeakers. The strange noises don't bother anyone else because of the super-thick concrete walls, just as the racket from the outside world can't penetrate in and throw off the measurements. Sorrow's landlord says his new tenant is getting an unbelievable deal, considering how much the region's utilities paid to build the failed nuke plant. Stan Ratcliffe of the Satsop Development Park calls the place one of a kind.
Just the concrete work, not talking about other things that were done within the building, not even the design, but just the concrete work was $440 million.
The acoustic lab has leased just a small fraction of the available space in the reactor building. Ratcliffe is hoping, as word gets around, more companies that need isolation will move in. For VOA News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Elma, Washington.